Hi, I'm Ben Trefney, and this is an election brief, your quick guide to what's on the ballot. Today, we're talking about California Proposition 6. Here's KALW's Eli Wirtschafter.
Prop 6 is all about repealing the new gas tax and making it harder to raise gas taxes in the future. Here's a little background. Last year, the state legislature passed a massive transportation bill. It raised about $5 billion a year for transportation projects. And it's paid for by an increase in prices at the pump and other vehicle-related fees. You could look at it as an infrastructure plan, or you could look at it as a tax increase. In either case, it's been highly controversial. Democrats narrowly squeaked it through the legislature. Afterwards, voters in the Orange County area were so upset that they recalled a Democratic representative who had voted for the bill. So now there's this measure on the ballot, Prop 6, that would repeal the infrastructure plan and all the taxes that go with it. That's the part of the initiative that's getting the most attention. But Prop 6 would actually go even further. It would amend the state constitution to require that any new fuel taxes and vehicle fees would have to be approved by voters, in addition to the governor and the two-thirds of the legislature who already need to sign off on such things. Both Democrats and Republicans say that the proposition is partially a tactic to encourage Republican turnout in this election. GOP groups have raised more than $3 million for the repeal campaign. But they're far outstripped by opponents of Prop 6, construction industry groups, labor groups, and Democratic groups that have raised over $26 million. So, if you don't like the gas tax or don't want gas taxes in the future, vote yes on Prop 6. If you want to keep existing funding for roads and transit, then vote no.
That's a brief take on Proposition 6. You can find more election coverage at KALW.org.